I was born in 1957 in the old Royal Infirmary in Southgate Street. I was brought up in Park End Road until the age of about six. I went away to a boarding school because my eyes were not so clever. And when I came home after my 16th birthday, I worked locally. Had a few years working in Gloucester, went away to London, then I came back. And at about the age of 24 or 25, I was having a relationship, had a common law wife in Podsmead. And I thought to myself, when I get married, what am I going to do? You know, apart from the domestic stuff, I need an outlet, I need an interest in life. So I had friends who were in the operatic society, the Gloucester Operatic and Dramatic Society, and I auditioned. But prior to being auditioning, I went to see Cabaret, and my wife-to-be didn't like the idea of me tangling with all these lovely chorus girls, so cut the story short, we had a big bust-up, and I became a member of the Gloucester Operatic and Dramatic Society. That's when things started really rolling. I was involved with the theatre, backstage, the front of house, performing, set building. And we moved from the Olympus Theatre in King's Barton Street to the Picturedrome in Barton Street. Now, it's not only been called the Picturedrome, it was Palmer's Picturedrome in the 1920s. And it later became the Ritz Bingo Hall. And at that time, the Bingo Hall had been closed for 6 months. And Roger Payne, who was a key player in the Operatic Society, said, "We've got to buy this venue. It's gone on the market. We need a bigger theatre to perform in." Because the present theatre at the Gloucester Leisure Centre, the Cambridge Suite, was in a dangerous state every time we used to do our major musicals there. And especially the pantomime where the kids would be jumping up and down, the ceiling would start to wong, 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 and the lights in the discotheque underneath were rocking around. So it was condemned as a theatre. We didn't want to land up below with all them nightclub revelers. So we had to find a large venue to accommodate the major musicals, so we moved into Barton Street. It took about 9 months to convert the Bingo Hall into a theatre. We re-raked the balcony, constructed a fly tower above the stage with steel and ropes and bars and all sorts of things. Dug an orchestra pit, which was very a lot of fun because the building is built on a concrete raft, which is 6 inches deep. With steel reinforcing, and because it's spread out over a large area, it's not going nowhere. It was able to sort of sit, and it's all built on top of running sand. So when we excavated the orchestra pit, we had to keep the pumps going, and it's like building a ship in the ground, but we managed to do it. And I suppose the rest is history, really. We had a very happy 20 odd years there. We used to play the full houses, but what with the recession kicking in and the ongoing work and the maintenance that needed to be done on the theatre, we decided to sell it. And at this moment in time, the Operatic Society are rehearsing at the warehouse in Parliament Street. We use the Guild Hall, we use our old theatre, which we sold, and other venues in and around the city.